Welcome back, everybody, to SEC Media Days. Frank Frangie, Hayes Carline, and a pleasure to welcome in Brett Bielema, the Arkansas football coach. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
You are going to have to spend a lot of time having people say congratulations.
Absolutely.
Okay?
So, I'll take it every day.
So let us join. Congratulations to you and Jen. I know how excited you are. What a neat experience.
Yeah, it's something that everybody told me you wouldn't be prepared for, and they were right. I'm a very coachable person, though, so I'm learning how to do diapers and set the table for everything that we need to do to get home. I tell you what, I've driven obviously since the age of 16 to 47, how many times, how many places, but that first time you're driving your child home from the hospital and you're looking at every cross traffic, every person coming at you everywhere, it's such a unique experience. It's a lot of fun.
Coach, as we look towards this season, let's start first off with your quarterback. Outstanding first year. What's the next step look like for Austin?
You know, as long as I've been in this business, first-year quarterbacks are first-year quarterbacks. I don't care if they're freshmen, sophomore, juniors. They have to have that year of experience, not necessarily even just playing experience. It's handling all the other stuff, you know, preparation, media obligations, hearing it from the good and the bad, you know. And I think Austin now in year two as a starter, just what I witnessed in the spring and what I've witnessed now during the summer and his growth, I really think he's going to take it to another level. He's so mature. You'll see he's got an SEC grad pin. I think it's the only guy here with that pin. He's already graduated, started on his master's, extremely intelligent. And just, you know, his whole story, his dad's a football coach, obviously his older brother. There's a lot of intangibles that make you think something good is going to happen.
Brett Bielema is with us, the Arkansas football coach. Okay, 5 years ago, you left the Midwest and came down here to the Southeast. You've got a sample size now.
Yeah.
Your expectations, how is it different? Is it what you thought maybe it would be after that?
Tell just us football-wise?
Yeah, football.
Yeah, football-wise, for sure, the SEC is a whole nother ball game. You know, I kind of always said that the fan base, the hype, the attention to detail around everybody's program in this league is so different. It's like I've compared it to everybody drinking Red Bull all day long. You know, I mean, if it's Georgia Red Bull, if it's Florida Red Bull, if it's Arkansas Red Bull, everybody's on it. You know,
right,
and
right.
I think that's the part that's really cool about here. Even with our players, they know that they have to be at their best week in and week out. There isn't a time where you can say, hey, I can kind of let down on the gas a little bit here. And you have to build your roster to it. To be quite honest, our struggles really, in my opinion, have become because of a lack of depth of roster for the type of football we wanted to play. And now we're one step closer in year five and hopefully good things to come.
Coach, as you look at your defense, switching the scheme and everything, how is that process going in the spring and what are your expectations heading into the fall?
You know, still 11-on-11, but when you transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4, I think it allows you to be a little bit more versatile in how you can disguise your front, how you can disguise your coverages. We'll actually play a lot of the same type of fronts, but obviously one more person is going to be on his feet. Just a kind of a certain way of thinking in college football, the more players you have on both their feet, the more athletic you become, and that really has shown up early on, and excited about it.
Brett, two more things for you here. First of all, I've been coming to this a long time, all the media has. Every now and then a coach comes, we can't wait till you get here. You become that guy. Now I'm telling you, he's become that guy. I mean, they'll be lined up in that big room. Are you having fun with this whole thing?
You know, I'm not saying it's fun, but I definitely don't shy from it. I think one of the things I've witnessed, and I really earned this early on as a player, I went to the Big Ten media days when I was a senior to be in college, and my counterpart, Mike Devlin, is Joe Devlin's nephew. He's been in football a long time. He's now the O-line coach for the Houston Texans. And he and I were driving down, and I remember how nervous and anxious, and he just wasn't looking forward to it. And I was kind of like, hey, I'm going to embrace this sucker and run. So I think even today I see head coaches that come to this and they're, I got to go do this. I got to do this. I just learned to embrace it. I have fun with it. I think people will treat you the right way if you treat them the right way. And I'm not trying to do anything more than win football games, but I definitely enjoy being around people. I definitely enjoy the process.
Well, you're very funny. Don't quit being funny.
Oh, no.
Final thing, we're in Jacksonville. Brandon Allen's on our team.
Oh,
we talked about Austin.
Absolutely.
Tell people in our city about Brandon, things
well,
they need to know about him.
First, I think the part that I've learned in going and visiting teams in that league is that backup guy better be someone that's pretty conscientious, because they're really – they get very few reps, you know, whether it's a second string or a third string guy. And I've had a couple guys now in that role, and what I've learned from NFL execs is they want those quarterbacks to be very, very conscientious. The starter even wants that guy, you know, to be someone that they can go to for information and provide them with details during the course of the week that they normally wouldn't get. So Brandon Allen, as far as football IQ, all the ability that he takes, a coach's son, he's everything you want in that regard. And I guarantee if he gets on the field, he's going to shock some people. He's kind of those one of those guys that you just kind of wait for that moment for him to get his shot, and he'll take full advantage of it. He was in my office on Friday, and I know he's very excited about the new way. I know there was still a lot of transition and carryover, but there was a lot of things that he felt they needed to get done and move in the right direction, and seems to be very excited about the program.
Brett Bielema, the Arkansas Football Coach. Thanks for stopping by.
Have fun this week. Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Brett Bielema, the Arkansas Football Coach, here at SEC Media Days in Birmingham, Alabama.